We finished discussing, at least in short nekudas, the Menorah and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. And now we are going to discuss the third and final keli that was in the Kodesh. And that keli was the Shulchan. B'chlal, the Shulchan is one of the quieter kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. Even though we know that the Shulchan had the Lechem HaPonim, yet there's a lot more spoken about the Mizbeach HaPnimi and the Menorah than about the Shulchan. But in truth, the Inyan of the Shulchan is a very, very special Nekuda, and the Shulchan is very much connected Bechlau with Inyani Gula Mashiach, that the word Shulchan is almost the Gematria of Mashiach, it's the closest. And also Shulchan is Rashi Tevis, Sheleach Lecho Chasidcha Nemon, that the Eibishter promised to send his trustworthy Chasid, which is Melech HaMashiach, that Shulchan is Rashi Tevis, Sheleach Lecho Chasidcha Nemon. So we see right away how the union of the Shulchan is very much Bechlal connected to the union of the Geula. Today we are going to discuss some pratim about the Shulchan, and to see the way the pratim of the Shulchan are connected with the Inyan of Geula. The Shulchan housed the Lechem HaPonim. That we know that the Kohanim, they would bake challah, and would stay fresh for an entire week, and they would switch off at the end of the week the different nekudis that went on in the Lechem HaPonim. The Lechem HaPonim is one of the rimozim of the Torah Chadasha. The Chlal, in general, Torah is compared to Lechem. Torah is compared to mozim. Like it says, Lachmi li'ishai, that Torah is compared to mozim. Why is Torah compared to mozim? Because the same way food becomes damu basar kipsore, the same way food, the whole point, is to be internalized by the person. The whole idea of achila is that the food should be internalized by the person. So the same is true b'negei Torah, that the whole point of Torah, why the Eibishter give the Torah. So one of the reasons that the Eibishter can be internalized by a person. The person works, mayach goes to the lave. To really internalize something, you have to understand it. If you do something even though you don't understand it, so it's external because you're doing it and it's happening. But it's happening outside of you. It's not happening inside of you. However, to make something bepnimius comes through your seichel. When you're convinced or you understand that this thing is right, when a person understands that a certain inyan is right, so then it becomes real by the person. So then no matter what, even if something comes up and he's not being watched, v'chulu, he still does it because by him is upkalate, as the zach is gerecht, by him it's understood that this thing is right. So the idea of lechem is the idea of the Torah. What was special about the lechem upon him? The lechem upon him was this fresh lechem, was this lechem that did not become spoiled in any shape, way, or form. It was a big mess, that the lechem stayed fresh for a whole week. In other words, this was a very, very special type of lechem. This is the lechem which is merumes in the Torah Chadasha. In other words, the Torah that we have now is, as much as we say, it's arucha me'aretz midor rechava min hayom, that we say the Torah is blikvu, yet there are two limitations to the Torah that we have now. A, we don't have the secrets of the Torah, and B, we can't be mekayim most of the mitzvahs that it says in the Torah. In other words, as much as Torah is unlimited, from the zweiten side, from the second side, there is a strong limitation to Torah. However, when Mashiach comes, A, we are going to have all the mitzvahs. We're going to have kemitzvahs et seinecha. We're going to have all the mitzvahs. There's not going to be any mitzvah which we're not going to be able to do. And B, or Beis, like the Rashi says, All the secrets of the Torah are going to be revealed. Being that the case, so that means this lechem is a lechem without hagbolas. This lechem is a very special lechem. This lechem is a lechem that does not spoil. This lechem is like the lechem aponim, the lechem of the Beis Hamikdash. Now, in addition to that, it says twice by the Shulchan, that has this crown. So the Mefarshim explain that this crown is a remez to the Keser Malchus of David. That David is merumez in the union of the Shulchan, that the union of the Shulchan is the union of Malchus. And that's what it says, Zer Zov, that it has this Nekuda, has this part. Now, the Shulchan, we know even today that one of the themes, which is a remez tinyanim of the Beis Hamikdash, is the Shulchan. That we say that someone that sits on a Shulchan is like sitting on a Mizbeach, and you have to have respect, and you have to have something, like a certain sense of respect to even a Shulchan Bizman Hazeh. Because being that the Shulchan held the Lechem upon him, so any Shulchan that holds Lechem, any Shulchan, so it's very easy to be, you know, not to be mischabit. But it's actually brought down that the Shulchan is merumis to Mizbeach, and you're not supposed to stand on the Shulchan, you're not supposed to sit on the Shulchan, because each of the Shulchanis are an inyan of the Beis HaMikdash.